We're going to take a couple of minutes now to look at that presidential declaration on the Golan Heights. As Matthew Bell just mentioned, Trump's order states that the U.S. now recognizes Israeli sovereignty over the disputed territory, which Israel seized from Syria during the Six-Day War in 1967. Trump's pronouncement has not gone down well elsewhere in the world. The United Nations says flatly that there has been no change in the status of the Golan Heights. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres implied Trump's piece of paper is pretty much worthless because annexation of territory by force is prohibited under international law. Scott Anderson is a fellow at the Brookings Institution and senior editor of the Lawfare blog. Why is this Trump declaration at odds with international law? Let's start there.
Yeah, absolutely. When the international community adopted the UN Charter, it was trying to restrict a number of behaviors that had proven destabilizing to kind of the international system up until the UN Charter, up through the World War II period. Number one on that list, really, in a lot of ways, was the annexation of territory through the use of military force, military conquest, essentially. It's a fundamental principle embedded in Article 2.4 of the UN Charter, which says that states should not use the use of force to threaten the territorial integrity and political independence of other states. And that is the principle underlying a lot of the rules governing our international system that is arguably being put in tension with this decision on the part of the Trump administration.
Wasn't the principle you just talked about there, the one that George Bush Sr. used to unite the world in support of the war against Saddam Hussein after he invaded and occupied Kuwait, that was 1990, that you can't change borders by force?
That's exactly right. It was the principle behind the first Gulf War. It's also the principle behind U.S. objections to the Russian annexation of Crimea, which has been a major U.S. foreign policy sticking point, really, for the last several years across the last two administrations. It does raise questions as to whether the Trump administration's actions regarding the Golan Heights is going to weaken the case for that sort of opposition to those other actions.
So, Scott, are you willing to go so far as to say then that as a result of this Trump proclamation, it's now the position of the United States that it is okay to change international borders by force?
I think we know that the United States is trying to split the hair. The Trump administration is trying to split that issue here. They're very careful to say in the statement that the president signed that this is a unique circumstance surrounding the Golan Heights. And they tie it to the threats to Israel that came from Syria, both in 1967, and that have come to Syria since then. And they're trying to argue essentially this is an exception to that general rule without really fleshing out much of the bones of the argument there. We've heard from some Israeli officials who argued that the underlying principle here is that a state that is an aggressor shouldn't be able to make these sorts of claims of defense under international law when it loses its territory after it invades another state and that state takes some of its territory, particularly for defensive purposes. And that's kind of the narrative that they have of what happened with the 67 war. And so, you know, that may not be fully destabilizing to all the circumstances of territorial conquest. You can distinguish it on those grounds, but that principle is a little bit hard to square with the UN Charter's texts, with past state practice. And itself, it's really hard to distinguish sometimes between who is the aggressor and who is the defender in a conflict, particularly regarding specific kind of stretches of territory. And so it's not clear to me how that sort of rule could actually work in application that effectively without weakening the overall principle.
Scott Anderson at the Brookings Institution, also senior editor of the Lawfare blog. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.